Welcome to Weekly Insights at Winthrop Capital Management, where we discuss recent developments currently shaping the markets and industries in the global economy. Here's your host, Chief Investment Officer Greg Hahn.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Greg Hahn, President and Chief Investment Officer at Winthrop Capital Management. It's Monday, following Halloween. With me in the studio, Amy Anderson, Production Coordinator. How are you, Amy?
I'm good.
Good. And Adam Koons.
Happy Monday.
Welcome back.
Yep.
So what were you for trick-or-treating?
So I was a taco.
Nice!
Sloan was Belle from Beauty and the Beast, so we were Taco Bell.
Oh, there you go. Well done. So we made it past Halloween. All right, so we got a lot to cover here. We are in the thick of earnings season. So why don't we start with earnings?
Okay.
Because we got a lot to cover. So before we get into the whole earnings thing, there's a couple things from the equity standpoint worth mentioning. And one is Facebook's new name.
What is Meta?
Meta Platform.
Yeah.
So the company's announced that it's changing the holding company name to Meta Platforms.
Right.
Basically to capture the ecosystem of its digital network so that you can actually be an avatar and be in the community in the digital world.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a little older than you, so it sounds kind of cartoonish.
I agree.
Okay, but I think it's going to appeal to the younger group, though.
Yeah, I think it'll appeal to the younger group. I think, in my opinion, it's a good distraction because now when they're sitting in front of Congress, they have to refer to it as Meta, not
Facebook.
Individual brands.
Yeah.
And so it's a good way to deflect some of the
I think, noise. Yes, changing your name is always a good tactic, right?
Look at me over here.
I know. Hey, the other one to mention is Tesla. Yep. So, and it wasn't really as much earnings as it was the announcement that Hertz is going to buy 100,000 vehicles next year.
Yeah, that's big.
And so the stock, in terms of market cap in the S&P 500, where does it fall now? It's over a trillion.
Yeah, it's over a trillion. So I think we're looking at number four.
So it's number four.
Yeah.
And it makes Elon Musk the richest man in the world at close to $300 billion. It's just absolutely remarkable.
It is remarkable.
Especially since he was like, wasn't he living in someone's bedroom just a couple of years ago? He's like selling his houses and
something like that.
sleeping on a friend's sofa. What an amazing story, though. So, if you added up all of the auto companies, the market cap of Tesla would cover the top nine companies cumulative. It's that big.
Sounds about right, yeah.
Ford, GM, Mercedes, BMW,
Toyota,
just amazing. So, all right, with that, kick it off with earnings.
Okay, so last week was heavy on the tech side, and we did have some pharmaceutical, but we'll kind of run through this quickly. And to stay with the Facebook theme, they obviously released, and that was a part of the whole Meta thing. But users, still better than expected, 31.5 billion in revenue, up 35% since last year. So Snapchat was a competitor of theirs, which fell 27%. It seems like Snapchat is falling off where Instagram and Facebook is.
Fell out of bed.
Yeah. So you're seeing that Facebook and their whole suite of brands continues to do pretty well. The stock did fall ahead of that, and it is about 15% off of its highs.
Mm-hmm.
But that's largely driven by a lot of the stuff going on in DC right now.
Yeah.
Overall, I think as a business, it's still operating fine. I'm still struggling to see how future growth continues to go on, but it looks like that they're continuing to try to innovate. It looks like they're going to come out with maybe a watch that's going to compete with the Apple Watch. So there's just...
What happened to their digital currency?
So I haven't heard, I didn't hear it. It was a single announcement about that at all in this.
It was on, then it was off, then it came back,
and
then it came back, but I haven't heard anything.
Exactly. So I don't know where that stands. My assumption is, given current heat in DC, the last thing you're going to do
is really quiet. Right. Draw attention to anything, right? Look at us over here.
Yep. Yes, you're right. It still is technically in play. I just haven't heard anything.
Okay.
Microsoft, probably the best and brightest of the bunch, firing on all cylinders. Pretty much every single sector did better than expected. I was definitely surprised by their PC sales were better than expected when everyone else is complaining they can't get the chips they need. Somehow they were better than expected. And then Intelligent Cloud, Azure, actually grew by 50% year over year, which was an increase. So we'd seen a deceleration in the growth. You know, it had gone from 100%. The last quarter was down to 34%. So back up to 50% growth in cloud. It's hard to say anything negative about Microsoft.
This is in spite of turning LinkedIn off in China. So you can't like use that anymore.
I wasn't
planning on that.
But overall, LinkedIn had a really good earnings. You know, their segment revenue was up 40%. So that was just another one that that was operating well. Then there was Apple. Pretty much an inline quarter. But I would say it was expected for us here at Winthrop, but unexpected on the street was that their expectations fell pretty short. And holiday sales expectations are going to fall considerably less. And they're saying it's driven by the supply chain disruptions. That's believable. But it's I don't know why investors were surprised by it, would be my comment. So stock fell, you know, about 5% on the earnings release.
But I will say this: the content side of Apple, I'm a big Ted Lasso fan, so I'm pleased with what they've been able to put out in terms of that part of their business, the streaming part of their business.
Yeah, and it was up 26% that services part, which is inclusive of the digital media. So that continues to be a segment that's outpacing everything else. So growing as a portion of the pie. Which has been a theme we've had. It's just a matter of, you know, how quickly and what that revenue piece really ends up being. But I would say that the quarter itself was okay. It's just that it's going to be a while before I think supply chains are normalized again. So that's going to make it difficult for a lot of companies, which leads us into Amazon. Same issue. The actual earnings fell pretty short. 612 versus the 892 was the expectation. Revenue missed as well, 110. Billion versus 111 billion was expected. And then the outlook also fell short. And that was pretty much across the board driven by two things. The fact that the supply chain disruptions and the fact they can't get enough employees to fulfill what they do have. Both problems are not going to go away tomorrow or next quarter for that matter. So I think this is one that we've been talking about internally. You know, what do we do with it going forward? And really the stock's shown us this year, it is in a difficult place because it is up, you know, single digits compared to the rest of tech. So,
And I know they've had a lot of CapEx on the build out side. Whenever they are investing in warehouses, it compresses margins. But compounding that is the labor cost issue.
So once again, all those things combined, they're saying that they're actually not going to be profitable in the next quarter. So it'll be the first quarter that are not profitable since 2017 when they had gone so long with negative earnings. So that's just a blatant, show of the fact that costs are going up and across the board. Then we had Google or Alphabet, another good quarter for them, very similar to Microsoft. The earnings came in at $28 a share versus 23.5 was the expectation, and revenue is $65 billion, which I just, every time I read that number, they do $65 billion in sales in one quarter, just. Sometimes you lose perspective, but it's a large number. And YouTube continues to be a big driver. That was $7.5 billion of the revenue. And then obviously on the cloud side, they're number three in the space. They kind of get forgotten, but cloud was growing at 45%. So they are taking more share from Amazon. So that's another theme against Amazon. You're seeing Microsoft and Google outpacing the growth of cloud from Amazon.
So where does Facebook fit in when we're talking about Amazon and Alphabet and this Meta platform? Where does it fit in with the Microsoft and Apple and all that?
I guess for me, they still stand in that they're just a software application. There's a lot of different uses of it, but they don't really have a big cloud. They're not coming out with any devices. They don't really have a ton of content. So it's really kind of Google in its earliest form.
Google Lite.
Sure. And then I guess you can take, you know, the LinkedIns and some of those different sectors that are in Microsoft. But But I would say that's my struggle with Facebook is I don't think that they have a big enough of a portfolio of different things that they're doing. They are trying to innovate, but where they used to be the innovator, now that things are trying to play catch up.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't think this thing is recording right.
Well, we have some production issues in the studio.
I'm sorry. Let me hold on one sec here.
All right. Moving on to Lilly. Earnings came in at 194, which beat expectations, and that was really driven by Trulicity, which was 1.6 billion in revenue. That was a 45% year-over-year growth. And then on the news side, phase three trials of Trailblazer, which were their early Alzheimer's disease drug, looked very promising. So Lilly continues to grow the pipeline, and that's very strong. Shares were up 1%, but are up 50% year-to-date.
Yeah, it's amazing. Just amazing.
And then lastly, we had Merck. Earnings were 175 versus a 150 expectation. Revenue came in at 13 billion, which beat by just roughly about a billion. Mm-hmm. Sales were up 20%. And the two big drugs there were Keytruda, which was up 22%, and Gardasil was up 68%. So two big drugs that are just growing like crazy.
And do we know enough on their oral? They have an oral drug to fight COVID.
Mm-hmm.
What the status of that is?
You know,
that's really not in the price of the stock right now.
Not at all. And they didn't really talk about it much, other than it is still going through trials and looks promising, but nothing more than that.
And then how do they name these drugs? Do you think that they just like a bunch of people go in a room and then...
I'm going to go with a Ouija board.
Trulicity. I think Trulicity sounds good. I just see these names of these drugs on TV and then they advertise these on TV. I'm like, do I have that? Do I need to talk to my doctor about getting it? Right. I don't even know what hepatitis C. I need to get... Yeah. They advertise a lot. I mean, some of this stuff must be really prevalent. It obviously has a market, so.
Obviously. And then a side note, animal health sales were up 16%. So that was a theme we had last year and was something we did in our focus growth. So that is
Zoetis?
Yes.
Yep.
And it's working.
Awesome.
So that was it on earnings last week. I said very heavy on the tech side, which did drive the market higher. The S&P 500 went to all-time highs. So we are now up 22% on the S&P 500. And the NASDAQ is up 21%. So just,
wow,
continue to drive higher.
So as we kind of head into the end of the year, we start talking about the themes that we have. So we're not going to unpack all of this right now. But as we head into the end of the year, we should be intentional about addressing some of these themes. One of the major themes that we're talking about is the reduction of stimulus, so both monetary and fiscal stimulus. So we've got the fiscal stimulus package that's moving through Congress. It looks like it's got some traction now. Mm-hmm. Once that's released and the Fed's pulling its monetary stimulus, one of the themes next year is, hey, we're going to be flying the plane now without any strings. We're not going to have the support we've had going through the pandemic. So it's going to be interesting to see how the market responds to that. The other is wage inflation. So inflation's real. We're seeing it on the wage side. We're seeing it on the price side.
Yeah.
And we've always said that with the labor shortage coming into the end of the year, we're going to see it reflected through compressed margins. Mm-hmm. And stocks. So when we get into fourth quarter, that's going to be one of the telling things and it's going to carry over into next year. A couple other things just to keep on the radar is Europe. We've kind of poo-pooed Europe, but Europe actually had some really strong growth numbers this last week. They announced, I think their the Eurozone GDP was up over 9% on an annualized rate. So we're seeing strength in France, and of all places, Italy and Spain, the laggard is Germany.
Yeah, no.
So, and that's that auto market.
Yep.
And then the G20 met this last week, just a noteworthy issue over in Rome. And so this whole minimum global tax issue, I think it was well received. So the global minimum tax, which was architected by Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, it looks like it got adopted. So I think that's going to hopefully stabilize corporate movement, for at least for the near term. All right. Anything else, Adam, on your plate?
Just on the fixed income side, I think a lot of the economic data compressed interest rates again. So we saw a leg down. Long bond was down 20 basis points last week. So it was at 195.
Yeah.
So just, you know, you're just continuing to see a little bit of heightened volatility in interest rates, I think, as bond markets are trying to figure out the dynamic of growth and inflation. There's obviously inflation, but the growth numbers are starting to look a little bit iffy. So I think that's really what's driving the.
Yeah. All right. Well, with that, we're gonna shut it down for today. We want to thank you guys for listening, and we'll talk to you through the week.
All investments are subject to risk, including the possible loss of the money you invest. The information presented in this podcast is intended for educational purposes only and does not take into consideration your personal circumstances or other factors that may be important in making investment decisions. You may access and download this podcast only for your personal and non-commercial use. You may not use it in any other manner or for any other purpose without Winthrop's written permission. Copyright 2021, Winthrop Capital Management.